Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Precious products of tribulation. We also rejoice in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance, character, and character, hope. Romans 5:3-4. The Christian life is not a parade, but a battle in which the opposition is intense and the enemy tenacious. But you can neither be defeated nor disheartened, as long as you remember the one with whom you are at war and the one with whom you are at peace. Abraham Kuyper probes the power and purpose behind victorious spiritual warfare. Walk with Abraham Kuyper, a Dutch theologian who influenced his country for Christ in the 1800s to 1900s. When we are attacked, when our opponent takes hold and attempts to throw us, only then does our strength appear. Each fierce attack inspires more determined resistance, and we put forth all our strength to remain standing. And thus, endurance is born. Tribulation and struggle call forth strength to endure. Endurance produces the confidence of proven character, and with that new confidence, hope waxes stronger, the hope of never being overcome by an assailant, the hope of winning the crown. Thus, the child of God, struggling against the forces of evil in and around him, discovers within himself a God-given strength which enables him to endure all assault triumphantly. Today's New Testament reading is Romans 5:1-11.
Romans 5. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though for a good person someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrated His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since we have now been justified by His blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through Him? For if while we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to Him through the death of His Son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through His life? Not only is this so, but we also boast in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation.
When called upon to stand, the believer knows where his strength lies. Paul explains it this way: I can do everything through Him who gives me strength. Philippians 4:13. Each round with the enemy, each conflict successfully met in the strength of the Lord, only serves to make you stronger for the next, more patient, more experienced, more enduring, more hopeful, more like Christ. There is no more glorious way to live in this world than to rejoice in our sufferings.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.